All right, we came up with a new intro. You guys ready?
Oh.
We're P-U! Nice.
This episode is going to stink.
It's good that we're letting them know in the beginning every episode, just so they know what they're in for.
Low expectations.
Exactly.
No, if you have, it's a beautiful way to go through life. Just low expectations.
It's what so Zane true. And I do, under promise and over deliver.
And it works. It really does.
You know, it makes life easier.
Like, no.
And people, and then you guys will be under them saying, well, they did say they weren't going to do anything.
Yeah, because if you
so
come
the fact
out,
that they're giving you something is a lot for us, and I'm here for it.
I
can't look at you. Those are way too small.
I'm here for it. Love you.
All right. Jump into the intro?
Yeah. 1,000%.
Should we start it?
Let's roll it.
Heath. I think so.
I think we should.
Yeah.
Hit it.
I'm Zane.
I'm Eve.
I'm Remy.
I'm Alicia.
If you're watching the YouTube, which if you're not, go watch the YouTube video.
Because after they listen.
After you listen, then please feel free to go watch the YouTube channel because you might be wondering, what is going on in the studio today? Today we are celebrating the birth of two of our very special friends and stars, Alicia Marie McDonald and Heath Garrett Hussar.
Yay!
All right, well, let's sing it, y'all.
Oh my
Happy
God.
Birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Alicia. Happy birthday to you.
One.
Make a wish.
Three.
Alicia, you didn't make a wish.
Sorry, I know. Wow. I made the wish.
You got the wish.
Yay! Thank you. Birthday, that was you really guys. Sweet.
I don't know if you guys saw on the cupcakes. It says happy birthday, Alicia, and happy birthday.
Does it?
Yeah, we went above and beyond this year.
How the hell did they fit that on a tiny ass cupcake?
They sprung for the customization.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay.
And also, instead of the cake, we did the cupcakes as we are on a budget. This is episode 3. But look how cute that looks.
Better, you get a little bit of this,
I like all
that.
The flavor options. You did a great job.
I got roasted by somebody. I forget who it was. Somebody was like, Zane, did you get a Susie cake for her birthday? It was like my roommate's birthday. I was like, yeah, why? She's like, never seen a guy order a Susie cake. She was judging me so hard. I was like, Susie cake is right down the street. What do you mean? It's a big blue building.
I mean,
this
also
is cakes.
It's nice and it's expensive. It's not like it was.
Oh,
it is incredibly expensive.
Yeah. And it's a good cake. I mean, it's either you either go get cake there or you go to like Ralph's.
Vaughn's.
I'm so sorry. Yeah, did you get the birthday cake one with the sprinkles?
I think it was like the 4-layer like chocolate cake with
delicious.
The pink frosting.
Okay.
Because she's a girl, but I like chocolate.
Okay.
And I was kind of selfish there. I wanted like the chocolate.
I'm calling Red Velvet real quick.
If you guys didn't know, last episode we talked about how it's Heath and Alicia have the same birthday. Same day.
Pretty
Heath
cool.
is That's a little weird. Older. Heath is like, what, 3 a.m. you were born?
I don't know exactly. I actually just recently found my birth certificate. I thought I lost it.
Oh my God.
And then in this move, I was unpacking like a bunch of stuff and I came across it and I was like, this is good to have.
Isn't it crazy they just give you a certificate for being born?
It's like a participation award as soon as you come out of the womb.
And like you're supposed to keep it your whole life.
Yeah, don't lose this or let it get wet or you're screwed.
One time, this guy from my dad's high school randomly hit him up years and years and years and years and years later. Like he has not talked to this person in like 40 years. I don't know how I can do math. And he said, hey, they had a very similar last name, but his last name had an extra letter in it. And he was like, hey, can I use your birth certificate? Because they had the same name. He was like, no.
Wait.
Question mark? Like, what are you trying to do?
For what activities? Yeah, did he
no
say?
No idea. No idea.
Opening up a credit card.
Literally. I was like,
Interesting.
I know. So watch out.
Heath, what were you telling me about somebody else having the same birthday or having the same name?
Oh, yeah.
As your,
one of my parents' best friends, he has a pretty unique name. I don't want to say it out loud, but
yeah.
There was like this whole thing that came out and there was a sexual predator that got busted and has the exact same name, exact same spelling. And my parents were like,
oh,
wait.
Come to find out, it's obviously not him,
yeah,
but just the fact that like that name is out there.
And there was no social media back then, like really social media to kind of like look it up really quick and see exactly what it was.
Such a unique name. That's so rare.
That would suck. I would change my, I would just change my name.
My favorite is our old publicist would always like almost once a week send in our group chat like, up, Alicia Marie's at it again, because he would always have my name on a watch just because that's what publicists do. So like if you do something like they're aware and whatever, the amount of Alicia Marie's that would like,
They're robbing Walmarts.
Yeah.
Alicia Marie's are robbing Walmarts in like middle America. They were doing a lot of crazy shit.
There was a couple Zaina Jazzy's doing that too, but it was actually me.
Yeah, I was going to say
doing that.
Not that common of a name.
Yeah. I was into a little thievery back then for sure.
Wait, actually?
You were a klepto.
I was. I wasn't a klepto.
Okay.
Only to people.
I don't think he knows what klepto means.
I was going to say,
it's as broad as like you just can't stop stealing. Regardless, like it doesn't
matter. Oh, so you commit so much thievery that you become a klepto.
And you don't admit it. So the fact that you're admitting it.
I think kleptomania is like a disorder of like
it is.
You can't stop it.
I just love the word kleptomania. It just sounds like a world.
It feels very superhero.
Yeah.
Kleptomaniac.
I love it.
You know, I'm sure we've all done this on both of our podcasts. Now our second. This is our third.
Baby, you need to learn how to count.
I know. Like names that would sound pretty if they were a different meaning.
Mm-hmm.
Klepto is kind of pretty.
Klepto
is nice.
Kleptomania is really beautiful.
I'm also wearing a cowboy hat because I dressed like Heath for his birthday and I forgot to mention that.
Thank you. Yeah, baby.
I was just like, okay.
Hey.
Ha!
Happy birthday.
I was like, I expected a lap dance. I was like, I don't know where you're going with this.
Have we ever given each other a lap dance for our birthday?
You're
like at a party?
That.
Like,
why do you have to specify? Yes, in general, but not specifically for a birthday. I
know you get real good laps. I've seen them.
Stop it.
I have.
Strippers at, are you going to have strippers at your bachelor party?
No.
Understood.
That is very unlike Heath to have that. And if it did happen, I would probably pull Heath to the side and be like, hey, this is awesome, but you know this isn't cool. You know?
Would you really?
Mm-hmm.
Come on, voice of reason.
I would. I'd be like, this is very unlike you.
Wait, that's so sweet.
But I would, I mean, I would love it.
Let me just say.
I would fight for it, but I would reel him back. I'd be like, hey, this is your decision, right? I'm going to have to tell Mariah.
I'm just participating.
Sorry, girl code. I got girl code, Mariah. We got half code on each end.
I love that.
I never really understood the whole, like, this is my last single night. I'm going
to
go.
That's never fucking made sense to me. And I know it's like a very popular thing. And I think it's because I'm a very loyal person. I like cheating is like the worst thing ever in my head. Mm-hmm. So like the fact that that's even a thing makes no sense. But it's on the girl. Like I know, not all girls.
Well, especially now with TikTok. If your name is Steve and you have brown hair and a bachelor party.
I just saw that one.
There's so many.
I always follow up.
I love
always
it.
Follow
I
up
think
on
it's
that.
Amazing. Yep. I myself will not have strippers at my bachelorette.
I just like, I don't get the whole thing. Like my ideal like bachelor party of what I'm thinking is I want to go to a lake and I want to have a boat. I want to go wakeboarding. I want to go tubing
and just
do like kind of like outdoorsy activities.
Yeah.
You want a summer camp.
Yeah.
Just because I have like a lot of friends out here and a lot of friends back home still. Yeah. And I want them all together in one place and to like do like a boys trip.
He gets hitched.
But imagine stripper skiing. Imagine they're holding each other up like upside down V. Just
he just said that I was lying when I said I wouldn't have strippers at my bachelorette.
Oh, she hates strippers.
No,
Mariah just walked in and she's like, "We're doing
don't
what?"
Don't worry, Mariah.
Walked in at the wrong time.
No, he said no strippers
at the bachelor party. Don't you worry.
You would think with Remy's personality, she would love strippers, right?
She seems like a stripper type of like.
Oh right,
yeah.
Just like. Fun,
like
yeah,
cop,
whatever.
Thunder
right.
Down
like
under.
Cop strippers for sure. I
excuse
see that.
Excuse me.
Yeah, 100% I see that.
And this was
but Cal, for some reason, he's one of them though. Like he's in the middle.
He's the leader.
Yeah.
No, please. That's
we got a noise complaint, ma'am. Mind if we check out?
One time for Remy's birthday, maybe like 4 years ago now, 5 years ago. It was a while ago.
Yes, it was a while ago.
A brand hit me up and was like, we want to send a stripper. And I was like, oh my God.
I'm sorry, what brand? Can we?
Benefit Cosmetics. Love ya.
Love you.
Benefit Cosmetics.
Yeah, as a birthday gift. Like, haha, surprise.
I didn't think a brand like could.
Oh yeah, they can.
I feel like that's such a liability. I guess not.
I think not anymore because I've been with friends who work at brands and we're like, let's go. I've never been to a strip club either. And I really want to go to one. Team bonding. Team. Guys,
you like that idea?
I'm going to start team bonding. No, we won't go. But I tried to have like a brand girl. Like I was like, we should go to a strip club because she kept talking about it. She's like, I can't do that because we like technically like you're a client. I can't do that. I was like, oh.
But anyways, so she sends me the brief of, okay, which stripper do you want? I'm like, oh my God. They all look so
there was like an assortment. Fucking,
oh yeah, we got to take like our selection.
You get a catalog?
There was it was like picking a model, but it was like, which stripper do you want to hire?
Oh, we get, well, yeah, we get that for the girl strippers too.
Yeah. You just get what you get.
Yeah.
Just feels wrong picking the opposite though.
Yeah, it's.
I guess, not on my end. I was like, that one, so fucking hot, right? So hot.
So fucking hot.
What was her occupation?
No idea. Anyways, the photo didn't matter.
What are they dressed like? What are they?
So we're in the hotel room. We're getting ready before the party. It was like a rooftop thing. So we had a room at the hotel and we're like getting ready and stuff. And we had a lot of like friends in the room and we hear a knock on the door and this guy opens the door.
Mm-hmm.
Like
catfish.
Oh. You know, like on Hollywood Boulevard, how there's like Mickey Mouse, but it's not Mickey Mouse. Yeah, it's That's what it was. I was like, that is not the same person. Like that is not, he was like 3 feet shorter, which is fine.
Oh, it said the height
we
on
are,
there?
We are not going to be hating on height.
Yeah.
No, it's fine. I'm just saying when you
pick, you know, that's something we can't change. You know that, right?
Under promise and over deliver.
Not cool.
My not friend cool. is 5'7", and I don't like that he has to deal with this shit every time somebody wants to bring up height. That's not cool.
Okay. It's you can't control it.
You can't, but don't lie.
And me as a 6'1 person, I feel that I don't want him to go through something like that because he was born like that.
Yeah.
Thank you, Sam.
Yeah.
Born to believe.
Anyway, he did not look like. So Remy.
I blacked out.
We're all drunk. She blacks out. She's like, no. So she's like, no. The guy keeps coming up, like trying to like go up on her. She's like, no. Gets up, is jumping from bed. It's all filmed, of course. Jumping from the first bed to the second bed to the windowsill and goes, no means no, sir.
And he
stopped.
He wouldn't stop.
And then we had the boom box. He had a rose hit in his teeth.
Oh, I'm sorry, so ladies. Bad. And that was your first experience. Oh, that was probably a nightmare for you.
Thank you so much. I didn't feel as bad. So I was like, oh my God, I was part of this. But then some other friends said like, oh yeah, we booked a stripper for her tonight during the party. And we were like, cancel the stripper. Cancel the stripper.
Bad memory.
Damn. Bad.
You all know what they should do? It shouldn't be like a glorified job. Like, you know, a cop or a fireman or anything like that. It should be like parking enforcement. They like they pull up, they act like they're writing you a ticket for your car out
mall
front.
Cop.
You're like pissed off
on a Segway.
make it real, man.
Theatrical.
Yeah.
Sell rain. It. Really
like you
sell
think you're,
it.
You think you're about to get like a fine, and then he's like, "Ma'am, this is for you, and so is this." And then he just like, you know, it's gotta.
Would that be your line?
And average looking too. Like it shouldn't be these like ridiculously good looking people in like tight cop outfits. It should be parking enforcement and like average bodied. Birthdays, both your birthday. Are we celebrating all together? What's the vibe? Did you want to do something separate out of Leisha? And I get that if you want to.
Yeah, I would prefer if it was not with you.
Oh, okay. Perfect.
It's my birthday.
I get it.
And it's the one time you shouldn't share.
Oh, I just
agree.
I get it.
I fucks with that.
You know what I mean?
I get it.
Do your party. I'll do me, baby. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
And you have to think about like the vibe, right? He doesn't drink. You're a heavy drinker. So we have to try.
Hey,
to
we're sometimes.
Why are you coming for her so hard today? What about the lovers, the friends to lovers trope? Not enemies to lovers.
And that's the thing. You go in on somebody specific, especially, you know. And that's
I think
how
he has a crush on you.
Yeah.
You know what, like when the little girls come home, they're like, he was mean to me. I'm drunk. I'm sorry.
You are? I put a lot of Tito's in my tire.
Please talk about how Asians can't drink because I just found that out.
Oh, please talk about
it. By the way.
Please inform the viewers because I just found this out.
Speaking of, you know how it's called Asian glow. Mm. So when you drink, a lot of us can't metabolize alcohol, so we'll turn really, really red.
Jordan.
I'm literally only speaking from my experience with Jordan. Just because he has the same thing.
Yes.
He gets really, really like red.
Yeah.
And it's either like one shot or one beer. And it's like 0 to 100. There's mm-hmm. no like getting a little tipsy. It's just like one shot. And it also works differently in his body. I feel like it makes him like tired.
Dead
like
eyes.
Zane and I, when we drink, we get like amped up.
Fueled.
Like he just like is like, I'm really sleepy.
Interesting.
I feel like with my favorite thing is for the longest time, you would always, I've never told you this, you would always talk about it when we would go out. You're like, oh, my Asian glow. And I'd be like, I can't tell. And like,
well, because I'm wearing drunk. Full coverage foundation.
It doesn't go through it.
No, you can't tell. No,
but nice. then her chest was like, so
red.
But I'm like, no, you look great. And then finally I was like, oh, I see it.
And I was telling Jordan, it hasn't happened recently. And I think it's usually on the nights where I would mix a lot of alcohol or if I took a Jello shot, like, you know, when they walk around bars with those syringes. Oh, it's always them because I don't know what's in that.
Those and then, will get you there?
No, not only will it, I have to show you, I was showing Jordan. Not only would it make me sick, but my lymph nodes in my jaw would swell and I would look like a Giga Chad. I have a photo.
Giga What's Chad? A Giga Chad?
You know,
you've never
like,
seen Giga Chad?
Like handsome Squidward, like super sculpted.
Squidward.
No, like I'll show you. I've taken this. Photos.
Picture, oh. Like, you know how like your body transformation, but like jaw like.
Oh really... my God.
Yeah, it hasn't happened in years because I don't take those Jello shots
I was gonna say,
anymore.
You also like.
It looks like you're wearing prosthetics. Like no, it doesn't look like
I
it belongs.
I look like handsome Squidward.
It looks like the mask when he's trying to pull off his mask.
Yeah, and it's alarming. Isn't that crazy?
Wow.
And I think it's because I can't metabolize certain alcohol. And I don't know what they put in those. It's always those syringe shots. Mm.
I can't metabolize like cake and like cookies and stuff like that.
You know, I posted a vlog getting you those macarons and I had so many comments. They're like, oh, Zane's going to hate you. He loves his sweets. He loves his sweets.
They're right. I've been pretty good though. I've been very good.
The fact that you haven't reached over and dipped into the icing or grabbed
normally
one.
Normally I'm like,
oh,
and then it gets bad, but we'll be recording. Like no respect to anybody watching. I'm just like plowing it down my mouth and people are like, Zane, you're not supposed to eat while recording. I was like, I don't care though, because
you can't stop
me. Yeah.
What's your dessert really of choice now. Again?
Are you going to make me it?
I will if you want it.
Like fresh baked chocolate chip cookies.
Oh, I make a good cookie
and buttercream cake.
What about
the whole thing?
What
whole
about
thing
a chocolate chip cookie with buttercream frosting on top? I could do that for you.
That sounded amazing when you just said
right?
that.
Really?
Yeah.
Why do I feel like I would? It would be more available, like those type of desserts. I don't see like buttercream icing on a chocolate chip cookie like that. It could be too much.
It probably is too much, but
that's the whole point,
exactly.
Right? But then that's why ice cream sandwiches exist. What, Remy? What?
She's drunk.
I haven't been drunk in so long.
I literally
long.
Look over and she's just like.
Your teeth are very white.
Thank you. They're veneers.
They are?
I've told you this so many times.
Wait, did you? I swear to God, I did not.
They're veneers. Yes. Dr. Gabe.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
you
yeah,
knew
you,
that. You, knew
you
that.
Did tell me. Now yes. that I remember Dr. Gabe.
Yep,
okay.
Yep. We share a dentist.
He told me to get. I should get veneers.
Real friends share a dentist.
I'm scared. I feel like it's not going to match my face. I'm going to be like, ah.
Just get them to match the shape of your teeth.
What if my teeth look like they've been through hell already?
You have great teeth.
Now when you look she closer.
Said, no. So my favorite thing about a birthday is going to dinner for the person and going around the table and saying our favorite things about the person.
You guys do that? That's a thing?
Yeah.
I thought that was Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
I think you're getting your holidays.
I'm thankful for you.
We usually hold hands. I've done this before, but yeah. During.
I love a birthday.
Okay. All right.
I think that
if
you
you're
and
about
I,
to say things you like about us, then by all means,
yeah. I think that you and I should go around and say our favorite things about each person.
You too?
Yeah, you and I. Will
Zane looked at me like he had nothing. He was like, "You go first."
Okay, I'll start with Heath.
Why?
Because he's my best friend.
Okay.
There we go. Off to a good start.
What the hell? What the hell are you trying to get out of me, huh? Why?
Why would you like him?
All right. My favorite two things about Heath is, that's not my favorite thing, but it's like a good quality that you have,
okay.
Is how calm you can be in most situations where it, something that we could be very angry at, but you like stay very calm and I'm just like yelling.
Mm.
And it can be really bad too.
Okay,
and
cool.
I'm just like overboard and you're just like, you're just kind of silent. And then I look at you and I then tone myself down because I'm like, oh, I'm overreacting. So I feel like it's good how calm you are.
Okay.
For a lot of situations. And how much you like don't, not that you don't care, you do care, you make it seem like you don't care in that moment where it makes you like the bigger person. But then later on, then you like rant when Got it's just it. Like us.
But keep I my like composure that. In a situation.
You keep your composure in a situation, which
thank you.
I fail to do that.
That's so beautiful.
Because sometimes I get very emotional.
Oh my
he
God.
He wears his heart on his sleeve. That's yeah, all.
Exactly. But I've been getting better with that though, I think.
You know why? You're a Scorpio.
I thought we weren't also, talking about Scorpio. I thought we weren't talking about astrology
we
on
are,
this show.
Just a little bit.
Remy's like, we can't talk about astrology. Nobody likes it. I was like, I think the girls do.
I'm the girl.
So yeah, that was one thing.
Okay.
Another thing I like about you is how sorry. This is gonna sound really corny, but this is gonna help me because I know this word connects with this. When so embarrassing, you know, in the group in the Gryffindor group in Harry Potter, what is the word that they? It's courage and what?
I never seen it.
Shit. Bravery? No, the third one. The third one.
I'll look it up.
You're always giving your service when someone needs your help. What is that? Acts of service. Acts yeah. of service.
Okay.
Yeah, I know that's like under the love language type shit.
Courage, bravery, determination.
Determination. Mm. Wait.
It was another one.
Determination.
You are willing to help in any situation. Like if my car broke down 3 hours away, you are not even a thought in your mind. You're getting in your car and you're driving straight to me 3 hours away. Doesn't matter what you had planned. Right, doesn't matter right. if mama's in town. Aww. Doesn't matter if nothing wrong with you, mama. Who's sorry? You.
That's beautiful.
And you're like that in, I would say, every situation. There's never a moment where you're just like, I'm really
Thank
tired.
You. I appreciate that.
Not me. I should work on that.
That was a lot. Let me do Heath next.
Oh, okay, okay.
Okay.
Thank God. Heath. I needed a breath.
We're new friends, obviously. But no, I no. love your tenacity and will. To, no, I'm just kidding. I really enjoy, I just like your energy. Mm. I think that you are so calming. You're a team player. You're also like such a, you kind of have a dad energy, but in the best way. But in the best way. Like, I just feel like, I agree. I sense like you're very reliable, very dependable. I think that you're a really good leader.
Thank you.
But I think that you're like a quiet leader in the way where you're like very confident in yourself and you don't need to be like bossy, but people just like appreciate your
insight.
Thank you.
Yeah. I think just like overall, you're a very good leader. And I think that you are just a very kind person.
Wow. You're going to be the dad who's like,
I cannot wait.
I'm disappointed. And it's going to wreck like those words yeah.
like heavy.
Mm. And like, ugh, I
think agree. You're going to be an amazing father, truly.
Thank you.
Mariah's at it and she's like.
One tear coming down.
I have to say Alicia?
Yeah.
Okay. Have to.
Let me start.
Oh, you want to?
Because you went first for Heath and
I. No, that's not going to be fair because I feel like you're going to say everything that you're going to, that I'm going to want to say. Okay. And I don't want that.
Okay. Sorry.
And I know I went first with Heath, which was not fair.
Yeah.
But let me just have this
okay,
one.
Okay, that's fine.
Thank you, I appreciate it.
You're so welcome.
And that's why I like you, Remy.
Can I have my tire, please?
Yeah, that's why I like you, Remy, because you are very thoughtful and you are very generous with your feelings towards other people.
Thank you. And I love that you wear your heart on your sleeve.
Period. What I like about Alicia is how, look, she puts herself down a lot, but she's very driven.
No, I did.
I put myself down.
I do it too. It's okay. I do it too. But you like, you know your worth and you believe in yourself. And I feel like you are a hard worker and you're driven, especially with like this work that you do. I feel like you put a lot of time into it. And I know me and Mariah have all talked about how like.
Inspiring.
And it's very inspiring how like you really, like how much you focus and how much of the BTS we've seen of you when it comes to like the work you do. And it like really, it didn't surprise us, but it made us want to work hard too. You know what I mean? Me and you had like the same kind of panic attacks, more having a conversation. That's really funny. And it's nice to see like somewhat like, it's like
you're seen.
It's
like,
nice. Yeah. Exactly. It's nice looking in the mirror sometimes. Cause I feel crazy. Like I don't see a lot of that. I don't have a lot of friends that like, I feel sure. like are are about to have a full, like, going to full, like, manic mode, like you. So it's nice to be around somebody like that.
I get it as a compliment, but I get it.
You know what I mean? I like that you're a good listener.
Thank you.
I feel like whenever I'm talking to you about anything, I really feel like you're, like, sitting there and you're listening and you're coming up with something to really give me the best advice in the entire world.
Wait, that means a lot.
And it's, like, truthful, too. Like, I can feel that it's so truthful and, like, you are... I'm a little drunk.
Thank God someone else has arrived at the station.
Welcome
to the station, baby.
I'm going to end it right there. You're a really good listener, and I really love that about you.
Thank you.
That's it.
That means so much.
My favorite things about you. I should have taken that time to think.
Yeah, you had literally 10 minutes right there.
People are listening. They feel like they just walked into the bathroom at, like, a nightclub.
Girl, you are so pretty.
I wish
you know you're worth it.
Go back out there and just ignore him.
I wish you could experience.
It's amazing.
It's amazing. Best thing in the world.
The camaraderie in a girl's bathroom.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. There's truly nothing on this planet like it. What?
New York.
I don't remember.
When we were in
New York. Oh, bitch.
You want to talk about it?
Can I?
Yeah. Do your thing first and we'll talk about it.
Okay. My favorite thing about you. Wait, what was the question again?
You can't even see my... Her eyes are in the back of her head right now.
Your favorite thing about me.
Is it favorite thing? Yeah. What's the favorite thing? Okay. I love that you are everybody's biggest cheerleader. You... Okay. We're going for it, baby. Yes.
They're not supposed to see it.
Oh, sorry. I love that you are everybody's biggest cheerleader. I think that you are, like, the most supportive person in the entire world. I think that you work so incredibly hard and you are way too hard on yourself. And I think that you are so special and so talented, and your tenacity and will to live is inspiring.
Wow.
No, I just think that you are such an enigma in the best way. I really do. I've never met anybody like you. And
Zane, you didn't talk about me like this.
No, baby, you know you're not my enigma. The reason why I didn't tell you that, because that enigma started when we first met.
Honestly, that makes.
What's enigma mean?
Like one of a kind. So special.
You're my one of a kind? You were my one of a kind when we first met.
And you continue every day to be his one of a kind.
Y'all.
Overall, I love that you're a down bitch too.
Thanks, bitch.
She is down for literally, one day maybe we'll get into the stories. Maybe.
That's really good. I didn't know that. I did not think you were down for, like, the down for anything type person. I thought you were actually the complete opposite.
She's way more down than I am.
Oh, no, I just want to tell me where to be and what to do.
That's really...
do this. And she's like, okay.
That's what I like about Heath too. I'm going to go back to Heath right now.
Okay.
Heath is, like, down. That's not, like, going out to, like, drinking. I feel like that's a whole nother world that he's not. But when it comes to anything else,
right,
you're a down bitch.
Right.
And that's what I love about you.
Right.
Me, I need to learn to be more of a yes person when it comes to, like, doing something that somebody wants to do.
Well, thank you guys so much.
Of course.
Cheers to them.
Yeah, let's cheers to that. That was cute.
Our tires.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers, everybody.
Y'all. You can say, I'm tired.
Tired.
After sipping on this drink for a long time.
Mm. Ooh, everyone comment your birthday. I'm so curious.
Every time you do that, it feels like Blue's Clues. I'm removed.
The fourth wall gone.
It's so Parks and Rec. Yeah.
Everybody comment a cupcake emoji.
Comment down below, what's your favorite cupcake flavor? Comment down below, who's your enigma?
Yeah.
That was very nice. Thank you guys for the kind words. It definitely feels really, really nice.
And also, you know, I'll make sure to tell you more off camera.
I appreciate that.
And I'll make sure to tell you even more
than him. Oh, shut up. I said it first and I meant it.
And if you want to see that, go to our Patreon.
And I'm going to tell you in person on Patreon.
And then join our Cameo and we'll tell you why you're special. Okay. Pivot in the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
I know we left off the last episode with a little cliffhanger.
Oh, I thought you were unwrapping a little bomb.
Gifts! Present time! Look under your chairs! Okay. We left off on a cliffhanger that you guys were going to go on dates. And if you didn't know, go listen to episode 2. And Heath and I rated Zane and Alicia's Hinge profiles. And have we made our tweaks?
We did.
And did it work?
I don't, like, my prompts, nobody ever called me out on it.
No, but did you get, like, more matches since you changed it?
The same amount. I don't think, like, wait, I don't think it helped.
The other night, Zane let me go through his Raya.
Wait, what was in the Raya? What happened?
And I did take a photo of this. Sorry.
You took a photo of it. You know that is not allowed on Raya. You can get banned from Raya.
But like I took Remy. A picture on my phone. So is that okay?
Well, what is this? The reunion for Love is Blind? Are you going to read it without no. permission?
Like I just think this girl deserved a reply. He had a lot of messages that he didn't reply to. And this girl should have gotten a reply because she was so funny.
This hold is, on. This one, is oh, here. Not cool.
I won't say her name. She messaged you and said,
I would hope you don't.
I'm interested in getting a hair transplant. Can you tell me more about it?
Oh, that's so good.
That's so funny. And you didn't reply.
This is what Remy's doing behind my back.
That's why I was so shocked. Yeah, she was so willing to give you her phone.
How'd you not notice this?
I knew she was going through my Raya, which I didn't care, but I didn't know she was screenshotting and fucking saving in her folder for future use.
I'm doing it for the PXU listeners.
And how many times did you screenshot? Because I know there's a rule on there.
I didn't screenshot. I took a photo with my phone of your phone. Tomorrow when you wake up in your band, bill me.
And to get to the moment that we've all been waiting for, like Remy was saying, the last episode, they were sent out on a mission to set up a date, same restaurant.
It right was now, a mission.
Right now is where we find out if they got it done, didn't get it done, and how it went. So, did you guys end up making dates together at the same place with people?
Come on, host.
Last night.
Last night it
last
got done.
Night.
Oh, y'all saved it to the last minute.
It was crunch time, Heath. We were freaking out. We're like, we need to find dates. Like, we cannot come back dateless.
You know how...
You look disappointed. Zane looks excited.
Well, no, I was excited that we got the assignment done.
Mm. I knew it was going to be last minute. So I was the one... I've hit you up like 5 times this past week.
I was pretty bad. I was very...
When's it happening?
Like,
and I'd be like, this fucker. Like, I need to set one up. Also, I'm the girl. So it's weird being like, hey, you want to get drinks this Friday? Like, it sucks. Oh,
like,
you know what I mean?
Like, I have to be... I should have set it up quicker just so you could take time with finding yours.
No, just regardless, I'm the one... hitting up the guys like, hey, want to take me out? You know what I mean? Yeah, it's like,
okay, so we went on our dates last night.
Yeah.
And you guys met up in the middle of the date.
Let's start from the top. Yeah, okay. Yeah. So we, I picked a restaurant and it's like, we're going to go to Taisho. It's this restaurant on Ventura.
Anderson Pack is an investor.
It's
yes, I do
so
know that.
So good.
Anderson Pack. Is that a DJ?
Yeah. Well, DJ Pee-wee.
DJ Pee-wee.
He's a rapper.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's his restaurant.
All right, cool. Mm-hmm. Really good, by the way.
Yeah,
but
so good.
So
you get the Brussels sprouts?
No, I don't. I hate
Zane
Brussels
hates
sprouts.
Brussels sprouts for no reason.
Those are
no,
the
what
best.
No, we mean for no reason.
Brussels you hate sprouts. Them for no reason.
Heath.
Brussels sprouts are so good.
I take everything I said back.
For the last like 3 years, Brussels sprouts have been the hottest thing. Mm-hmm. As soon as they realize you can make them crispy.
So real.
The chip. Have you had them there?
Not there. I've never been. But
team bonding.
Brussels sprouts is absolutely delicious.
Let me tell you, they take the leaves, they fry them tempura style, and put truffle oil
that's what I'm
on
talking
them.
About. Make it like it's not even a Brussels at that point.
Well, good thing me and my date both don't like Brussels sprouts.
Oh, so. Come on, soulmate. Anyways.
We ordered them. I ate half
got
of it.
Them. Okay.
Okay, so we get to the restaurant. I'm scoundering over to find Alicia because I wanted to sit not next to her. I did not want to get seated next to her because I don't know. I do not know how it's gonna.
Yeah.
It's gonna work. So. She's going to seat us. I'm looking around like I don't see her. And I'm like, oh my god, I see her. And then she seats us. Maybe like a table apart.
No, it was like three.
Come on, exaggeration.
It was diagonal, but
was
still
like, adjacent.
To me, it was close. It wasn't adjacent, but it was like I was scared that it was gonna be close enough for us to be able to hear each other's conversation. That's what I was worried about.
You
couldn't, which was good. I'm gonna say her name is Sarah.
Okay.
I'm gonna give you a little bit about her.
A Southern Belle.
No, she's a sunglass wholesaler. So she takes a bunch of glasses and she sells them to different boutiques.
Shut up.
Can we get a discount?
Does she make the sunglasses?
No, no. So she just distributes it. So she finds them and then sells them, or gets them at wholesale and then sells them to boutiques.
Wait, that's awesome.
By the way, graduated communications, which I should have graduated with, obviously.
Yep.
And what else? Her roommate has a cat.
Wait, I'm like impressed with the listening comprehension skills.
There is a lot more. I just don't remember.
No, that's a lot of stuff I'm trying to remember.
That's a lot? Oh, wow. Okay.
I'm sure you were nervous. It's a first date.
I was so fucking not ready.
I wish we met up before to at least have a drink, because I think I was more nervous when I saw you. Like, I was like, this is so awkward.
Yeah, it was like, I think the moment I walked in and I saw, I was like, oh, wow, I really regret this. Like, I don't know, it wasn't as fun as you think.
Like, I think planning it, we were like, hee-hee. And then I was just like, oh.
I was really afraid that one of them was just going to know. I don't know why. I was just like, and I hated, it felt like cheating. It felt like cheating on your date. Like the whole time. I just felt like I was deceiving her, which kind of made me like.
Like that there was an ulterior motive.
Yeah.
Exactly. But it wasn't. It was a real date. Like.
Yeah.
It wasn't a fake date. It's like, you know what I mean?
How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days.
Yeah.
So How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days, yeah, right?
I've never seen that movie, but I'm sure.
I feel like it's that. Like both of them had ulterior motives.
But like it wasn't Bless you.
I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Were you more nervous of Sarah or were you more nervous of Alicia being there?
No, I was more nervous of my date finding out
that she was somebody in this restaurant.
Yeah. Cause I just didn't know what was happening at that table. Mm. That could be like, what if they found out? Mm. What if the guy's like, hey, she just told me what if she broke on that side?
Imagine she's like, oh my God, is that Alicia? You're like, what?
Yeah, I think it was just like, I was just so nervous. I was already nervous for the first date. That just made it worse.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And, but like, it went pretty well. Like, I kind of forgot about it. And then we were just talking. I was talking about like my family life and kind of like all that. And she, and we were talking about Coachella. Like Coachella, I didn't bring it up. And
he's like, hey, you ever heard of Coachella?
And she
you want to go artist? You got artist pass?
Yeah, you got
You would love this though, Heath, because she hates Coachella but loves Stagecoach, but she doesn't listen to country music.
Wait till she sees you in a cowboy hat now.
She's watching this episode.
And that's why it's not
what does she look like? Was she similar to what you had
dark
described?
Features. Dark feet, like brunette, dark eyebrows, kinda like Latina looking, you know?
Okay.
Latinx. Pretty X.
Latinx unfiltered.
Latinx unfiltered. And then of course, you guys ready? This is the worst part.
Remy, you good?
We're drinking our wine and our tables are small, right? So I have my wine behind my water. So I go, I grab my wine, and my shirt gets attached to the straw, and the water comes falling.
No. Oh, man.
Because, you know, I was, like, probably shaking a little bit, you know, like, that's just normal, and I just, it dropped, and immediately, it hits me that Alicia.
Did you see it happen?
I did not know it happened until he told me later, but I felt commotion. I was like, please don't be Zane's table. And then I look at
it. Oh, God. Wait, did it go all over you?
It went like all over here.
No.
Right? It's fine. It was water though. So I was like,
came running up. I was like, yeah. Oh my God, what is happening?
But I was hoping that because I didn't really have a good vision of Alicia. I just like knew she was there. But in my head, I was like, this is the perfect time. Because it was like kind of like 25, 30 minutes in.
Okay.
I was like, this is the time to go to the bathroom. So I get up and I was like, hey, I'll be right back. I'm just going to like dry this up real quick. I won't be long. And then I went to the bathroom and then just hoping to God that Alicia like saw or caught that. And then lo and behold, Alicia shows up. I'm like, yes.
She did.
I could see you easy because my back was to the wall. My guy's here. And then I could see you, but I could tell like you couldn't really see me.
Yeah.
So then I saw you get up and I was like,
I don't know what we would have done if we were sitting on opposite ends of the restaurant without
you know,
like,
yeah. You know what I mean? How there's the outdoor area?
Yeah.
And then the patio?
Yeah.
We were like here.
Were
inside.
You outside? Oh, and right by the window.
He was like diagonal by the window.
Okay. Okay.
So it was like, got and then the bathroom, thank God, is like tucked away. So
yeah.
I was like, okay,
it was tucked away. So
I didn't have to go through the restaurant.
Yes, you have to go
and it was loud. It was loud too. So it was like,
And but another, at first it was like empty as fuck.
Yeah, it was empty. So we're worried.
What time did we go at?
Like 7.
When I got there, I realized that we didn't have a plan on how we were going to film this thing in the bathroom.
That tracks. Mm.
Like, I went to the bathroom, she went to the bathroom. We were able to come out and pretty much look, and then we're able to record.
How'd you dry your pants?
I just dried it with a towel. And oh. I also could have just done it at the table. I just needed an excuse to get out.
Yeah, I understand. No.
But we
have your video.
We have a video.
Okay, let me see.
Okay.
I'm so drunk.
I also want to hear about your guy.
It was kind of a flop.
But yeah. Let's talk about your day.
You know me. I'm always finding everything wrong first before everything good, and that's a problem. I just felt like he just kept talking the whole time and, like, wouldn't ask me any questions.
Hate that.
And right away, I'm like, of course, I'm, like, asking all these questions, and I'm like, oh, my God, so, like, where are you from? And all these things. And then he just, like, kept, I don't know. He just seemed very into himself. But maybe he was just nervous and talking, and, like, that's a whole.
I can see that. He was probably nervous.
I just felt like he was trying to, like, flex his money, which, like, is the biggest ick to me. So I was just like.
What did he do?
Tech.
What a cop-out answer.
Literally. Which, like, also I'm like, okay. But then my other red flag was, like, he hinted that he used to do club promoting stuff. And I was like.
Ooh.
Like.
Did you see what he looked like?
I did, but, like, I wasn't going to stare at this guy. But, like, I didn't really get, like, a good look at him. I was just like, I knew that Alicia was there, but I didn't really go far. But to go off of what she said, I did check this girl's Instagram after. Just to end the day, it was a sweet day. Would I go on another day? I wouldn't go on another date. But
how come?
I'm terrified they're watching this.
That is my fucking biggest fear.
Did you cut it off with the girl already?
Well, I text her saying, "Hey, it was like nice meeting you, but I don't plan on
good." No, good. But like, don't ghost them. Like, you should be honest.
Oh yeah, no, yeah, absolutely, yeah. And that's what I did. I did. So yeah, there was no kiss. Obviously,
no,
I would
kiss?
Never. I would never
you
do a
vibing.
Kiss.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If we're vibing, I would never do a kiss. Like, if I like, no, I actually did. I did
you
once.
Kissed?
I did once. Oh, I did once. But that was because that was a different situation. That was a situation where, like, I had to fix it.
Uh-oh. So you kissed her. Let me fix it.
No, it just. Nah, I had to fix it. It just
let me make this better.
It's not like I was like, I'm gonna kiss you to fix this. It just happened, and I was like,
it's so weird. It's so weird because we FaceTimed afterwards, and he was like, yeah, like, we're not really into it. So I'm gonna tell her I'm not into it. And I'm like, oh, but like, I've been on the other side of that, and it Ooh. Sucks. So it's like, you have to say it in a good way without being like,
that was a really fun time. Let's never do it again. I feel like it's about as
straightforward
and kind as it gets.
I think a nice way to say it is like,
well, that's the best way to say it.
That
right?
was really fun. You should do that with other people.
Oh my God. No. Okay. The best thing I would prefer is like, hey, like, had so much fun hanging out. As I told you, I'm not really looking for anything serious, blah, 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 blah. And then that's like, okay, that's on me to know that, like, he's a fucking fuckboy.
To me, it, like, ended. Like,
okay.
The way she responded. I think she...
Oh, she is right now waiting for another text.
Oh, shit. Okay.
That's what I was going to say.
Fine. Yeah,
which is fine. It is fine. But, like, don't lead her on if you...
Okay.
Zane, listen, you don't owe her anything.
You don't.
And he doesn't owe you anything.
Nope.
If you both went on the date, had a decent time, good time, whatever time... Thank you so much. That was great. Good to meet you. Enjoy the rest of your night. If you get a text, that means they enjoyed it. Mm-hmm. If you didn't, then they didn't.
Because at the end of the day, it's not that serious.
It's not that serious. And you don't have to explain yourself to anybody.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. As we're going into detail to all the viewers, I just want to say I'm really proud of us for just like sticking with it and just going on that fucking date. It was like,
I will say, once I'm there, I'm fine. It's just me getting there. And then the awkward like, okay, I guess it's, okay, but like I hate that.
I see why people go out for drinks instead of a whole dinner.
You see why people go to 15-minute coffee dates?
Yeah,
I see that. That makes a lot more sense like to me now. Remember I was that? Now I'm way more for that. I think that should be much normal thing to go on like a coffee date or a...
Coffee dates are normal, but it's the 15 minutes. Hi, where are you from? Oh.
Hands up.
A little timer goes off.
Hands up.
It's like, ding, ding, ding. Oh, sorry.
I don't know. I feel like if you're the right person, I feel like they'd find that really funny. Ooh.
No.
It shows that you are busy. You have things going on and you got to get going.
You got shit to do.
I don't think so.
Oh, come on.
Mariah.
Wait. So you're going to tell.
Mariah would love a 15-minute coffee date. Are you serious?
Yeah.
If that was her first date.
I got shit to do.
She's like, oh, thank God.
Mariah wouldn't be able to wait until it ended.
I'm still not over the straw thing. Like, that was so sweet.
Thank you.
I've been thinking about that a lot. No,
did you guys bite their straws?
That was so cute.
We didn't. I'm sitting there like trying to bite my
Heath cringe fest.
I know. I can't wait for those comments.
Oh, no. It's so cute.
No, people are going to love it.
Okay, so you're going to message the girl if she follows up again.
Yeah, well, now after hearing what you guys, I probably should give her a little like kind of like a onesie twosie, you know?
Huh? No. The thing is, I really don't think you have to say anything.
No, you don't. You don't.
I don't think I do. I thought the
because,
way it
because
went,
if she
was
didn't
fine.
Enjoy it either and she hasn't said anything, and then you hit her on top of that with a, hey, I don't want to do this again.
Well, I would yeah, never yeah. hit. I no, would never
only
hit her.
If she follows up again now and is like, hey, would you want to go out again? Then you say, like, honestly, I had a really good time, but I.
Ooh, no, at that point, black. No way!
Listen.
You think I'm gonna send another text like that after I can't?
Zane, listen. It's not like you guys were dating for like a month and consistently seeing each other and then just out of nowhere ghosted this person.
You know what? You're right.
For me, he texted me when I got home. Hey, had a wonderful time. Would love to go on a second date. Like, let me know when you're free or something like that. And I was like, oh my God, yeah, I had a great time. But like kind of left it at that. Like I didn't say like, yeah, would love to go on a second date.
To me, that is such a slap in the face. I'd rather no response. Just...
No. I'm like, yeah, got home safe. Thank you. Had a good time. But like, I didn't open it up. But if I would expect him to text again to follow up about that date, and then I'd be like, oh, I'm sorry, I'm busy.
And then you blow it off until he stops.
Mm-hmm. I'm not to the maturity yet of, I'm sorry, I can't. I could
so
never.
Has no one here ever had to tell someone like, hey, this, I don't think it's going
to
work out.
It's because I never let it go long enough to where I have to do that.
I'm right with her on that. I would never let it get to that, like that point where
yeah, like
it's
if you've been on like six dates.
Yeah.
And then you like out of nowhere stop. It's like, okay, that's.
He, yeah, like what that's happened? Crazy that someone goes on six dates and is like, this isn't going to work. That makes no fucking sense
that's
to me.
That's true too.
I know after one date. If like I want to marry this girl or not, I swear it's a talent that I have.
Have you guys heard of the box theory?
No.
Because that totally reminded me.
What?
What's that?
It's this theory that, and I don't know if this is true, and obviously this is stereotypical, but that guys, when they meet a girl, right from the first time they meet them, they know if they want to marry them or just hook up with them or just be friends. Like right away.
I could see that.
I have that 100%.
What does a box have to do with it?
Yeah, what's a box?
Like you put them in a box.
Zane, what you want to do with that box?
Put them in a box. That she ends up there. You put them in a box.
You put them in a box. And it's like, does that person ever go like move? Because from the girl's perspective, it's like, oh, like with a situationship, you're like, oh, maybe like he'll be ready for a relationship with me.
You, I would say you know immediately if it's somebody you want to pursue.
Yeah, that's a better word.
Because like,
not married,
but it's a theory for a reason because a lot of people think that. So basically this theory came out like what, a year ago?
I don't think it's like you go like marriage material, never see him again or whatever.
Are you just like,
when you met Mariah, were you like, this is the one immediately?
He really liked her.
We like met and I was like, I really like this girl. She's really cool. And we like hit it off more than anybody ever.
Yeah.
But also I'm different when it comes to like the marriage thing. Like obviously like, I think from like, the first or second month, I was like, I love you. We're getting married.
Aww.
And we would talk about like our future.
Yeah, you're about to move out and live
like,
with her on
like,
a cruise.
We named our children. Bubba, when did we name our children? Second month?
Bubba.
Yeah.
That's so cute.
She's like, yeah, so it took so long.
We were all thinking it weird. Actually. Yeah.
Yeah, I think you know immediately.
Oh my God.
That like if that person is like, has the potential to be that.
Or just... something more than a short-term thing.
Right.
That proves the theory.
Do you think it's situational, though? Like, I feel like it's different for every guy. Or girl.
I just think the reason why it went so viral was because so many girls were like, wait, they actually think this way? Like, I'm wasting my time hoping he's going to change.
I don't think all guys think like that. I think it's some, just like girl. I feel like some girls probably have that feeling, too, where it's like they have a day, they're like, I know. I think
like
it's just
you
like,
knew that
it's
guy,
the way you think.
You knew he wasn't. Marriage, you also knew he wasn't hookup. So it's like.
So he's nothing.
Bye.
There's some people that do. Yeah. That
you got the box theory.
String it along. They just string it along. And I know a lot of people that do that. Like they just like kind of.
Puppeteer moment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Which I think is crazy.
It's so mean.
You're wasting not only your own time, but you're wasting her. You're just wasting all everybody's time.
Yeah.
Which I never understood. Mm. Like I would never go on a second date if I was like unsure. Like 50%, right? I mean, I feel like that's how they did it back then. I'm sure they did it like that a lot back then.
I feel like it takes me two dates to actually know for a fact. Like, I'll give the benefit of the doubt. Like, oh, mate, like this guy. I was like, oh, maybe he's not as into himself as I'm perceiving. Maybe he was just nervous. But after the second date, I'd be like, okay, hard no. Or actually, hard yes.
I think
I think I want to take that back.
What?
Just knowing how nervous I was, I definitely wasn't at my top game.
I would
about a first date?
If I liked her, I would want her to give me another chance. Because I probably was super nervous. And I was like, that's not how I really am. Just like, give me another chance. But like, if she did it like I did.
Think about this. Your dates are like podcast episodes. Like sometimes you'll look at a podcast episode and be like, that was a good representation of who I was. Mm. And then sometimes you'll be like, damn, that wasn't like my best episode.
Me drunk this whole episode.
And imagine if somebody watched one of your bad episodes and they never gave you a shot to see a good episode.
That would suck.
That was dad advice.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I was talking about.
Yeah, that was. And I didn't like it.
I'll have you know, you said that you had a very embarrassing moment on your first date. When I went on my first date with Cal, I was wearing this bodysuit that went doot, 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 with buttons all the way up.
No.
We were in the elevator going up because I thought I was never, you'll never see me again. I thought I'd never see him again. I'm literally just like looking at him, the whole fucking bodysuit right open fully. And now we laugh about it every day.
You were in the elevator with him?
Yeah. Going up to my place.
She put him in the hookup box.
Yeah.
Oh, after first date?
Are you
is
judging?
That a judgmental?
No,
show?
No. I
Mr.
love that.
20 Whoa. To 30.
No. I was not judging. I just didn't expect that from you. That's all. No, that's good. No, I'm not. It's not a negative thing. It's not a negative thing.
I have a question.
People start, that's not fair.
I have people a start assuming.
Hello? Yeah.
Hello. I have a question from the audience.
Oh.
From episode one. Hello. Yes. Okay. I'll ask him. Have you ever had relations with Miss Stassi, baby?
Oh, No.
No?
No, not even a hookup. Never. People think so. I see comments. No. People think it.
I'm sorry. That's my Roman Empire.
Really?
Yes.
Just thinking about the possibility of them?
No, I just thought you guys, like, when I asked initially the question of, like, exes, yeah. I didn't know you actually only had one ex.
I'm pretty sure we've talked about this before, but no, we've never hooked up. It was just like a funny little thing we did on social media.
Have you kissed?
We definitely kissed on, but it was like on camera. It wasn't like a real like.
Really?
We were by ourselves. We're like.
You never went on a date?
No.
Oh my God.
No.
Remy's like, it's all lies.
No, it was. Out of everything, I would say like my biggest lie was definitely that for sure.
What are other lies you've told the internet?
No. Just I regretted the moment I posted that picture. I regret. I was like, oh, this is embarrassing, and I deleted it. But
and then when you delete it, it makes it seem even more.
Even more.
Oh yeah, no, I know.
Did I see that for real?
The minute I deleted, I was like. Oh, fuck. Mm-hmm. That looks even worse because we know how it looks when you delete something, even when you really just truly just don't want it out there.
How anymore. Do you feel about your ex-girlfriend commenting on our TikTok?
That was crazy.
That was amazing.
I was not expecting that. When I saw that, I didn't know what she was going to reply.
Did you just see the name?
I just expected all, like, caps. I just didn't know. But
she's so cool.
No, she came back with, like, funny comment.
She ate
that
shit up.
Yeah. She was so good.
She did.
I loved
funny.
It.
He texted me after. He's like, we should have her on a episode. I was like, I don't think she wants to be on an episode of fucking Unfiltered.
Oh,
I doubt
think she
it.
Would.
I love
don't,
her.
I don't think she would. I really
me
don't think so.
Not knowing anything that happened, I think she would.
I love her.
We'll set you guys up like, you could do like a question game, like who knows more about Game of Thrones?
Yeah.
Little trick.
It's just fucking weird. People are just waiting for the juice and we're just like, all right, we're going to play this game.
Thanks for answering my questions.
Of course. Sorry, wow, that was like an interview, Zane, right there.
Also, that was like a quick pivot. All in all, you'll not go on a date with this guy again.
I would. I just didn't think we had a chemistry. But I would.
Okay. Wait, okay. You didn't show us the video of you guys in the bathroom.
Oh.
Oh yeah. Here you go.
Okay, me and Alicia are on a date right now, and I spilled water all over me. Really quick. Rate your date from 1 to 10.
It's okay. It could be worse.
7.
Like 6.
Oh, my girl's cool. She's really sweet, but I don't know. I'm gonna say 6.5. She's really sweet, but we're only halfway through. But yeah, that's it. Okay.
What a great video, guys.
I feel like we could have done better, but
I'm glad we did it. And it was like a real date. You know what I mean? Like we actually, we found someone that we were like attracted to and we're like, oh, this could work. And we went on the date and we did it. I would have never. I'm glad that we did this because I don't think I would have ever done that. I mean, who knows how long it would have taken?
It got you out of your comfort zone.
It did, and yeah. You know what? I think I'm gonna try to set up another date next week.
What?
Because I got it out of the way. I was like, guys, fuck, I got that first one out of the way. And in my head, I was like, oh, I want to do it again and again and get better at it.
We are finding Zane love in 2024.
I love it.
Okay, real quick though. I know you guys were saying that you would prefer to do like a just drink date instead of like a dinner.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Moving forward.
Don't give us another assignment. Don't do that.
Do you prefer that style of date rather than going and doing an activity? Like, would you be like, hey, nice to meet you. Would you want to go to like an arcade?
Oh, or I would love that.
Something a little bit more interactive as opposed to like just sitting there.
Oh, for me, I think interactive is second date.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, for me. Because you're sitting down, you're getting to know each other. It's really hard to get to know each other when you're doing something like a physical activity.
Like a movie date, you can't actually get to know each other.
Yeah, movie dates, I don't know how that's a thing. Yeah. Like as a first date, that's crazy.
It was just a thing when you
back
were,
then.
When I was you gonna were say, 10, so you could like...
Yeah, when you could make yeah, out. You were dating
girls when you were 10?
No, I was never allowed to. that's why I was pissed off.
Wait, what age were you allowed to date?
Freshman year of high school.
Okay.
I remember when I was in like 7th grade, I saw my neighbor. My neighbor was next to me with his date. I was like a third wheel that night. Really embarrassing. And I look and I see him copying a film like, lucky, lucky. And I remember, and I saw that and I was like, and like, no, like when, after seeing that.
At the movies?
At the movies.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, and I know that I didn't get anywhere near that for another like, what, 6-7 years? In my head, I was like, I'm next.
Any day now.
I'll never forget like freshman year, one of our friends came back and was like telling us about like they went to like the movies and it like was this date thing. And she was like, yeah. And me and him, we were making out for 30 minutes. And I was like, you can do it for 30 minutes. I was like, you can kiss for 30 minutes. You don't get like tired.
I'd be exhausted. But, dude, imagine that.
Like, that seems like a lot.
That, imagine that dry mouth. He just
you. When did everyone have their first relationship?
Dan, imagine making out with a girl right now for 30 minutes.
It's fucking horrible. I'd be exhausted, wiped.
Like,
it's like equivalent to going on like an hour and a half hike. just hot, sweating. Get me out
no
of
hands. You can't touch anything. Just making out. Kissing for 30
because
minutes.
You're like 10. So it's just like, you
well,
can't
that
do
breath
that.
Would be worked up.
Wait, when did everybody have their first relationship?
Freshman year. Yeah. It lasted a week, but it was my first
I was
one.
Like,
it
freshman counts. Year of LA.
It counts. Wait, was that really?
Yeah, we talked about this. Remember last episode?
Oh, I meant like,
it was my first
cute,
one.
Like middle school, high school. You
oh, like,
nothing?
Oh, like a little like fling.
Yeah.
I would say my first one was it eighth? I think it was eighth grade. Mm-hmm. But it was like it lasted a week and I broke up with her and the whole school, everybody hated me. I remember that. I think you'd know her too.
Who?
I'm not gonna say her name though.
Why would I know her?
No, not you.
Oh.
Jordan, you know who she is?
Actually, no, just kidding. Cause she went to a different school. Sounded like such a. She goes to a different school. I have a girlfriend, but she doesn't go here.
She doesn't go to a different school. Wait, that's funny.
Yeah, she probably doesn't even remember, but I do.
Oh, but we were in love.
Core memory.
She doesn't remember, but we were in love.
Those 7 days.
I remember it was like a note that I wrote her.
I used to write poems a lot.
Really?
And then apparently everybody made fun of me behind my back about it.
Oh,
you were an artist.
An artiste.
Well, I was putting my heart on that paper.
Oh, would you like give the poems to her or just keep them?
Roses are red.
Violets are blue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd give it.
Oh, wait, that's
And then then I found out it was passed around.
Oh.
It was like a...
Oh, what a bitch.
Yeah.
What's her name?
Stacy,
you bitch.
Stacy, you bitch.
Bethany, you bitch.
My first boyfriend in 7th grade broke up with me after 3 days in the middle of like... the recess and like everyone was circled around and he broke up with me and said, I don't know. I think you're just like too high maintenance.
I mean,
can you imagine?
Damn, even back then they were
can
seeing
you
it.
Imagine that. Can you imagine
no,
that?
Not at
that's
all.
What that's what I'm pretty, fucking saying.
That's a pretty crazy thing to say as a kid. For sure.
The I read know. Was.
Yeah. What?
It stuck with
me. What were you demanding at that age? What did you need?
She probably was like, hold my backpack.
Hold my Prada.
The roller
Where's
backpack.
Where's my Balenciaga pencil? You know she had like a Gucci backpack.
I had a Juicy Couture.
Yeah. Pretty much the same thing back then. Did you have like those sweatpants? Those
But I had a school uniform. I had a uniform.
You hated that.
You know
that.
I went to middle school for Becca Black? And did you know she did her... Her Friday came out when I was in school.
And she was in school when that shit came out? Oh, was she getting like roasted in school?
Yes. So I've talked to her about this. She is the icon of El Rancho Charter School. Shout out Rebecca Black. I remember she's 2 years younger than me though. So she was in my brother's grade. And I was in Spanish class in ninth grade. And I turned around to this guy named Trevor behind me. And he was like, look at this video. It's going viral. And I was like, what is going on? He shows me it. And so all the kids she shot that at our middle school, or like all the kids there.
That's crazy.
She had that budget. The school's like, we use our school.
I think it was either her video was at school. One of the girls, like it was a common thing for these girls to hire this guy to produce their songs and like do the music video.
Got it.
And all the kids in the music video were like from the school. And so he was like, it's going viral. His little brother was in it, which is why he was showing it to me. And then boom, overnight, blew the fuck up.
That's so cool. You got to like be in that, like be somewhere where someone like went viral really quickly, especially back then.
That was viral. Oh. Like a lot of us had never.
Oh, it was on the radio.
I do feel really badly for her though, because I know she's come out and said that she got bullied a lot. And I remember my brother would tell me like she would walk down the halls and people would be like yelling, like, what day is it to her?
Oh,
and
yeah, I
felt
I
so
bet.
Badly.
Yeah, that sucks.
And she's so sweet. And now she's an icon.
She's actually a icon.
And I love that she like twisted it on its head.
That was good.
Should we close it out?
Yeah.
Well, I'm proud of you guys for getting it done. I really am.
I'm really proud of us. Good job.
I'm proud.
Nice.
I'm proud.
You should be. All right, guys. Well, thank you for joining us on another episode of Pretty X Unfiltered.
With Alicia, Remy, Zane, and Heath.
P.U.
We didn't do our intro. Fuck.
Yeah, we did. He said, hit it.
Alicia, Remy. Like,
yeah, we didn't
fine.
Do like
it's
that.
Fine,
oh,
it's
yeah,
fine.
We're starting. It's okay. Oh, she's gone.
I'm so sorry.
Happy birthday, Heath.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, my God. We're old.
Don't.
To Ooh, both no. of you, I hope that this year brings you all you could ever want. And more. You deserve it. XOXO, Remy and Zane.
Wow. Thank you, Remy, for that.
That was the fakest thing I've ever heard.
Okay, bye.
That was good.
Bye, guys.
All right, we'll see you next week. And is there anything we want them to do?
Like this video.
Okay, we love you so much, guys. See you later. Yeehaw.
Bye. Yeehaw.